This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program, Larry Howell and Danny McIntosh. They're members of the Traditional Voices Group. We welcome you to the program, and they're with us today to talk about an upcoming event, Riddle Fest. Larry, tell us a bit about the history of Riddle Fest.
Well, this is our third annual Riddle Fest. It'll be next Saturday night, February 20th, starts at 6:30. The Riddle Fest was started to help gain recognition for Leslie Riddle, a native of Yancey County, who died in 1979, and back in the 1930s, he was instrumental in helping the Carter family, one of the pioneers of country music. They got a lot of songs from him, and Maybelle Carter also adapted some of his guitar technique to her own. And Mike Seeger rediscovered Leslie in the mid-1960s and recorded him, interviewed him, and came here in 2008 and 2009 to help us with this Riddle Fest. Mike passed away last summer, so this is also in memory of him.
Danny, why is it important that we have a Riddle Fest?
It's important that we celebrate the lifetime of Leslie Riddle as being our piece of history. The United States is known as a melting pot for several reasons, but music is also a melting pot that occurred here in the United States, I think, in that when you examine the origin of several instruments, the guitar, the mandolin, the violin, or the fiddle, they all came together here in a period of time that will never be duplicated. During the Depression, World War II, and after that, here in Southwest Virginia, Eastern Tennessee, in the mountains of Western North Carolina, there was a type of music just came from here that affected the entire world. And even today, the entire world listens to bluegrass and old-time music.
Larry, if you would, tell us what the Traditional Voices Group is.
We're an all-volunteer group made up of people from primarily Yancey and Mitchell County, and our goal is to collect, preserve, and record a lot of the traditional music and oral history in this area. We have cameras and recording equipment and editing equipment, and we hope to put this into a cohesive form for future generations.
Riddle Fest is coming up this Saturday evening, February 20th. Tickets are $10, 6:30 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. It's at the Burnsville Town Center. And, of course, everybody and their family is welcome to attend.
This year, Dale Jett, who is the grandson of A.P. and Sarah Carter, will be headlining the show. We'll also have Bill Clifton, who's a member of the International Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. He's been with us. This will make his third year, as will this will make Dale's third year. And Jim Arendelle, who played Leslie Riddle in the Parkway Playhouse production of Esley last summer, will be here along with Rhonda Googe, Ron Powell, Ronnie Robinson, Debbie Phillips, Rob and Hannah Levin, Terry McKinney, and the Griffith Chapel Choir.
Tickets available at the Yancey County Mountain Heritage Center, Tow River Arts Council, Burnsville Town Center, Yancey Chamber of Commerce, and available online, parkwayplayhouse.com. Our thanks to Larry Howell and to Danny McIntosh from the Traditional Voices Group. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.